This is an RNIB talking book.
It Shouldn't Happen to a Vet by James Herriot.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
It Shouldn't Happen to a Vet, Chapter 1. I could see that Mr. Hanshaw didn't believe a word I was saying. He looked down at his cow, and his mouth tightened into a stubborn line. Broken pelvis? You're trying to tell me she'll never get up no more? Why, look at her chewing her cud. I'll tell you this, young man. My dad would have soon got her up if he'd been alive today. I had been a veterinary surgeon for a year now, and I'd learned a few things. One of them was that farmers weren't easy men to convince, especially Yorkshire Dalesmen. And that bit about his dad. Mr. Hanshaw was in his 50s, and I suppose there was something touching about his faith in his late father's skill and judgment. But I could have done very nicely without it. It had acted as an additional irritant in a case in which I felt I had troubles enough. Because there are few things which get more deeply under a vet's skin than a cow which won't get up. To the layman it may seem strange that an animal can be apparently cured of its original ailment and yet be unable to rise from the floor. But it happens, and it can be appreciated that a completely recumbent milk cow has no...